Passage 1. Single-sex education can have enormous benefits for female students. Numerous studies have shown that women who attend single-sex schools tend to have stronger self-confidence, better study habits, and more ambitious career goals than women who attend co-educational schools. Girls who graduate from single-sex schools are 3 times more likely to become engineers than those who attend co-educational schools. The reason is that all girls' schools encourage women to enter fields traditionally dominated by men, such as science, technology, and engineering. In co-educational schools, girls are often expected to succeed only in the humanities or the arts. Research has also shown that in co-educational settings, teachers are more likely to praise and give in-depth responses to a boy's comments in class. In contrast, they might only respond to a girl's comments with a nod. They're also more likely to encourage boys to work through problems on their own, while they tend to step in and help girls who struggle with a problem. In an all-girls setting, girls are more likely to speak up frequently and make significant contributions to class than in a co-educational setting. Girls studying in a single-sex setting also earn higher scores on their college board and advanced placement exams than girls who study in co-educational settings. All girls' schools tend to be smaller than co-educational schools, which means teachers will be able to tailor the materials to girls' students' personal learning styles and interests.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What advantage does the speaker say girls from single-sex schools have over those from co-educational schools? Question 17. What do teachers tend to do in co-educational settings? Question 18. What are teachers more likely to do in an all-girls school?